Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 37, Anxiety, how it can help to not label yourself. Welcome back to this episode, and thank you so much for joining me here again today. So I want to talk about anxiety and just something fairly small and simple that can be the way we look at it, but can actually really support us in how we manage and deal with our anxiety. Now, when it comes to anxiety, there are, of course, many different variations and types. But something I want you to just be aware of and just notice now is whether you call yourself an anxious person. And this is what I want to come on to, is how we can easily find ourselves labelling ourselves and almost owning that as part of us and part of who we are. So by calling ourselves an anxious person, we're almost continually being aware of that and labelling ourselves as that's the person that we are. So it can be easy to live in that space even more. So it's just something to, as I mentioned, just really be aware of, in if that's something you say or find yourself saying, I'm an anxious person, and seeing if it helps to begin to see anxiety as what it is. You can experience anxiety at times, you can suffer with anxiety at times. Just switch in that dialogue in your mind and in your voice, and beginning to be aware of that anxiety and the fact that it can come and go. Anxiety is a feeling that can come and go. We can feel those anxious thoughts at times, we can feel those anxious symptoms and side effects at times. But noticing that it is something that comes and goes, it isn't a part of you to be there as who you are. Sometimes the more we allow it in that way, we can almost see it when it arrives and just be aware of those symptoms and be aware of that feeling and just noticing that that's going to pass, and notice when that passes again. Of course, it can feel difficult to manage at times. So it's using the tools that feel most supportive to you, whether that be focusing on your breathing and being present in the very moment. That can be one really, really useful tool in those times. And you may have other tools that you know are really supportive and useful for you. So bringing those out of your toolbox when you are experiencing those symptoms of anxiety. It can be helpful to be aware of the anxious feelings and almost begin to see it as a signal and a sign. Again, if we go into that awareness that this is not who I am, I'm not labelling myself as an anxious person, but I can experience anxiety, and that can obviously vary at times as to how much or how little. And then just being aware of when you do feel that anxiety and seeing it as that signal or sign, and asking yourself, what do I need? What do I need at this time? What do I need in this moment? What is my anxiety telling me? It can be really interesting to actually look behind those anxious thoughts, those anxious feelings, and be aware of what's contributing to that, how we feel. Just taking it as that sign that your body's trying to tell you that you need something, whether it be to to breathe, to take a bit of a rest, to have some time to focus on you, to seek some additional support that's going to help you by talking things through potentially. But noticing when it arises, grounding yourself in that moment as you breathe, allowing that space and allowing that ebb and flow of any anxious feelings, allowing them to pass and shift, and stopping in those moments if you can, and just asking yourself, what do I need? What's this telling me? We can find ourselves doing this with other labels also. Labeling ourselves by saying, I'm a shy person, I'm a nervous person, and whatever it might be. As you can see, we can so easily put labels on ourselves. I know I myself did this in the past with I'm shy. In my younger years, I saw this as a label upon myself, and it was therefore very easy to act shy and to own that if I was in certain situations or new places. I was very aware that I was a shy person going into those experiences and those places. So have a think on this for yourself. Are there any other labels that you give yourself? And asking yourself if they're true. Is it something that just passes? Or is it potentially something that you put a label on yourself some time ago and it's not actually who you are? It's not your truth. We can have so many different qualities, completely varying. There are so many qualities out there and we can experience and be all of them at times. But it's seeing that and not owning any of the labels that don't support us. Coming back to the anxiety, I'd like to add in that reminder that allows us to see that anxiety isn't bad or negative. By having that awareness about the anxiety can really help us to have it ease. Because by shifting our awareness to seeing, okay, these anxious feelings right now, what do these anxious symptoms want me to know? What do the anxious thoughts want me to know? What's behind this? And that's not negative or bad, because it's allowing us to look and to dig a little bit deeper and to see, okay, what's going on here for me? It can actually be really positive to actually stop and see, okay, what's this telling me? Back to, what do I need? And therefore those symptoms have actually contributed to helping us get what we need, helping us move forwards in a supportive way by maybe reducing any pressure or stresses or things that aren't serving us, thoughts that aren't serving us, behaviours that aren't serving us, anything that's leading into that anxiety for you. So I hope that almost little simple thing helped you today. I found it quite beneficial to see it this way and to be aware of it, because it allowed me to shift my thinking about certain things. It allowed me to see, okay, I don't have to be a shy person. That's not necessarily who I am. I can experience that at times, but I'm not labeling myself as a shy person and showing up as that fully. I'm not going to own that any longer. But also I'm going to be aware of what all the feelings tell me, to have a deeper understanding of myself. I'd love to hear how you found the episode. I wish you a lovely week and really appreciate you joining me here today. Take care.